Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in 1 Thessalonians. We're in chapter 5 with verses 11 through 14. And therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, as indeed you do. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who are laboring among you and who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you, and to show esteem for them with special love on account of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. We urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, cheer the faint-hearted, support the weak, be patient with all. It seems we have grown weak in admonishing others, wanting to stay on the fence without causing someone druthers. We openly speak about this to one another, yet somehow we forget what it means to exude love for another brother. To correct is seen as being guilty of judging your mother, and we all know we are not supposed to do that, for we admit our love for her like no other, even if they live in the gutter. But as Paul reminds, be at peace among yourselves, support the weak, be patient with all, as we continue to battle the excess of self. We see it in every aspect of society's claim that the joy of fame outlasts the beauty of salvation, for in their opinion they have a fundamental right to kill what grows inside, or call unsafe relationships as the freedom of choice that God directs us all to know, yet this is a fallacy that has made society filled with woe. In Jesus, we know how life should grow, and only advances as natural order does show. But remember, as the population expands, we will have to deal with people who find love as grand, the reason why they call one another out to find redemption they will have to go without. Excess, we will shout, or the experimentation of flesh that ends humanity as we know it. It seems to be no doubt. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. Oh, Lord, I just ask for forgiveness of anyone I've ever offended. Lord, please seek in their minds and their hearts and their souls the forgiveness to carry on. I share you as my Lord and Savior, to seeking to live to your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others who are dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. In the program that I begin today is a catechism class for prisoners in a local prison. We pray for our safety and our love of you in all things. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of 1 Thessalonians 5, it's verses 11 through 14, three stanza poem, it's ongoing, it's titled, You Admonished in the Lord. One another encourage, therefore, build up one another. You indeed offer respect to implore. you admonished in the Lord. Esteem build for them, work theirs account for love special, yourselves bringing peace without sin. Idle ones admonish, faint-hearted cheer. Weak support, patience exude, everyone report, Jesus do. Amen. I'm Tom Showcruise Williams. It's July 5th, 2022. Recording this morning at 5:57 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're closing this morning at 6:19 in the name of Jesus. Going a good call out to our good friends, John and Marie. God bless you guys. Have an awesome day in God's truth. Keep me in your prayers today as I enter the prison to share the love of Jesus. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. And God bless you. In Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.